John will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
There were many stories about heating, housing and travel problems this week. A retired nurse has spent days without heating due to a leak in her Clarion housing property in Wyndham, and there's also been flooding in a 27-room rental property in Unthank Road. The Middle East war is already causing problems for Norfolk residents dependent on heating oil and left at least one Norwich couple stuck in Qatar. Close to home, a sinkhole has caused closure of Carrow Hill, a road just round the corner from Chatterbox headquarters. Lynette will read the first of these depressing stories.
A 72-year-old woman has been left furious after a leaky boiler led to a two-week cold spell inside her home. Vanessa Stanton, a retired nurse, discovered the leak in the kitchen of her Wyndham bungalow on February the 26th and reported it to Clarion Housing, which owns her home. Miss Stanton says the leak then trickled down to the switch for her heating, which is no longer safe to use. She said, "I'm at the end of my tether. They keep sending people to come and look and fix, but nothing changes." While the heating is off, Miss Stanton relies on a small electric fan heater to warm the rooms of her home, but she's worried about how running it will drive up her electricity bills. A permanent repair to the electrics is scheduled now for February the 27th.
Frustrated tenants have slammed their property manager for neglecting their home and allowing multiple rooms to flood. People living in Bristol House, a 27-bed HMO, say Clear Summers May Limited has replaced the bare minimum after the site was stripped bare, forcing Town Close councillor Emma Corlett to step in. Miss Corlett was shocked to find the property in Unthank Road in a dire state nearly a month after the site was cleared out in 24 hours by the District Property Limited. 16 tenants, some of whom pay £750 per month, have been stuck in the middle of a legal battle between Clear Summers May Limited and the former owner, the District Property Limited. Tenants were left with no heating or beds to sleep on, and now they've been advised to find alternative housing after a number of safety concerns have been identified. Ben James Smith, director of the District Project Limited, said, "The District Property Limited was under no obligation to notify the tenants. That was down to Clear Summer May Limited. The occupiers are currently subject to separate court proceedings relating to approximately £48,000 in rent arrears."
A Norfolk heating oil company is cancelling customers' orders, citing unprecedented global fuel prices and supply shortages caused by the conflict in the Middle East. Gough Petroleum, based in Wyndham, delivers kerosene heating oil to homes and businesses across East Anglia and the South East. But customers who placed orders before the conflict broke out 2 weeks ago have now been told by the firm that it will not be able to deliver their oil on time unless they pay a higher price to reflect the surging price of oil globally. Customers have been offered to either keep their existing orders to be delivered this month but pay an amended price, cancel their order and receive a full refund if they paid in advance, or keep their existing order at the agreed price, which will only be delivered when Gough can purchase fuel at pre-conflict prices. Customers say the cost of their heating oil is now double the original price. A statement on the Gough website reads, "Unfortunately, we're experiencing significant supply problems for kerosene heating oil due to the ongoing war in the Persian Gulf. The volatility of the global kerosene market has led to unprecedented price inflation and shortage of supply. 7 out of the 10 areas where heating oil is most commonly used are found in the east of England, according to the 2021 census data. Gough delivers heating oil to more than 70,000 homes, farms, schools and businesses."
A couple from Norwich who are stranded in the Middle East say they have been forgotten about by the UK government. Jenny Innes and her husband, Gordon, have been left in the lurch in Qatar after visiting the country while Mr. Innes was on a work trip in Kuwait. The pair had been due to fly back to Kuwait on February the 28th, but were turned away at the airport. It came in the wake of drone and missile attacks on the country by Iran after it was struck in a joint operation by the USA and Israel.
Richard Lawrence, who felt his foot sink into the pavement outside his home, inadvertently opened up a massive sinkhole, which has now grown to at least 4 feet deep and closed down a Norwich street. He was returning from an evening at a pub in the city centre to his home on Carrow Hill in the early hours of Sunday when the incident happened. The hole continued to grow over the weekend and was reported to Norfolk County Council. It closed the street and workmen have been investigating. A council spokesman said, "We've closed Carrow Hill after identifying subsidence in the road surface. The closure will stay in place while our teams investigate and carry out the necessary repairs. The 4-foot hole has now taken out an entire 6-foot length of pavement and has prompted alarm among neighbours."